I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello.
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And this is Batch Bitch. It's a podcast where we bitch about The Bachelor. And Danielle's internet is being rat shit.
I'm sorry. So. I don't know what's wrong. I turned the Wi-Fi off. I use mobile data. It's really messing up and I don't know what to do about it. Because we can't record Danielle. IRL.
No, we like, can't. It's illegal.
Honestly, if we had a park, like if we had a park that was like 5 kilometers in between us, we could record, couldn't we? Could we?
Yeah.
Could we meet up to record?
But I don't have a car. Nah. I mean, if we were walking, yeah, we could sit outside and do it now. But I think, I mean, if you go by the roads, we're 11 kilometers away from each other.
But that's not how it works. It's like 5 kilometers as the bird flies.
As the crow flies.
As the crow flies, okay?
As the crow flies. It's 5 kilometers as the crow flies. All right,
yes.
Let me see. Distance between 2 points, and then I won't read what the points are out loud.
Okay.
Okay, I mean, this is telling me maths. Calculator. all right, is this in a two-dimensional? Okay, no, this is just giving me graphical... this is just the distance between 2 points on the XY axis, a two-dimensional Cartesian coordinate system type thing. The point is, I think we probably overlap very slightly on like one road or something.
Yes, that is true. I've got a friend and we overlap by like 500 meters, but there's a park, a small park within that 500 meters.
Oh, that's so nice.
We can go for a socially distanced walk around there. We've done that.
Is that me?
It's Maggie.
Oh, well then I'm closer.
So we can do that. We can find a park that overlaps
a
bit.
We can find a park, right?
And then I'll get to see Tarzo! And you
get to see Tarzo. Again, I don't have a car, so I don't know how I would get there.
You would just walk there, wouldn't you?
5 kilometers.
Yeah, that's... It's 5 kilometers isn't that far. I don't think. Oh. How long does it take to walk 5 kilometers? Google Maps. Right now. Google Maps. Google Maps. Google Maps.
Wouldn't it take an hour?
I don't know.
Walk 5 kilometers time. A 45-minute walk. Okay. That's not so bad.
That's not so bad. Also, I assume it's somewhere like... You could catch a tram along Sydney Road and then walk the last bit or something.
Can you catch a tram at the moment?
I think so because I went for a socially distanced walk with Sonia the other day and she said she caught a tram or a bus or something.
Well, they freaking go. All right, well, we can meet up in a little park. We can do that.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
That'll be a bit of fun. I could even borrow my friend's car if I really wanted to.
Well, that's good.
Plant front. I have decided I'm going to put so many flowers in my garden.
Yes.
I'm going to say 14 different types of seeds.
Okay.
And I bought a greenhouse thing.
Yes.
And I bought the little cups, the little fibrous cups. And beautiful. I bought soil. And I'm going to grow them all in a little greenhouse. What do you think of that?
That's going to be great. Did you get any fun, Did you get any fun seeds? I've been thinking about doing billy buttons for the gardens outside.
What?
You are? Billy buttons.
What are billy buttons?
They're like those dried flowers that everybody loves, but they're just like a beautiful native flower. Type in billy buttons. Oh, Google it now.
All right, I'm good. Guys, if you're just listening in now, we're just Googling billy buttons. Oh, my mum has these. She was showing these to me earlier today.
Yeah, they're beautiful. There's heaps of my local park, but I bought some seeds. But now, because we're moving, but we don't know when, I'm like, well, should I get the seedlings going or should I not? Because...
Should you dry them out, put them in the fridge?
If I'm moving. I mean, what? They're just seeds.
You can... Yeah, but you just take the seeds, you put them in the fridge, they last longer.
Yeah. I think they'll last a while anyway.
Anyway, do you want to hear what seeds I got?
Yes, tell me all the seeds you got.
I got Alyssum Snowcloth, so that's white Alyssum. I got Aquilegia Mekana Giants Mix. They are weird looking. They're called like Granny something or something. I got Brachyscome. I got Cosmos. I got
Did you get Cosmos because they had them in that game that we liked from?
I mean, it was a factor, but it wasn't the only factor. I got azaleas. I got marigolds. I got nasturtiums. I got pansies. I got petunias. I got snapdragons, which are my favorite. I got stock Virginian mix. I got zinnias, which are weird looking, but we'll see how that goes. I got carnations and I got dahlias. The one thing is that my friend is also doing the same thing. I'm essentially copying him, but he did not trademark the idea of planting seeds. But he is going to give me poppies and sunflowers. So
that'll be fun.
It's going to be a freaking beautiful forest is what it's going to be.
It is. It is going to be that island game outside. Mm-hmm. What's that called? Happy
Animal island? Crossing.
Animal Crossing.
Happy Island, yeah.
Sorry, mine has more feeling in the name. Also,
so I'm amped. As I was weeding this morning. I used to make fun of my mum for weeding, and then I was doing it, and I was like, I don't mind this.
Okay, so sorry, you used to make fun of your mum for
Daniela's
weeding?
Daniela's frozen. I think your internet just needs to improve.
Everything's fucked. It's all fucked. I wrote down the time, though, so I'll cut that bit out. Okay, I do have a confession to make, though.
Okay.
Which is that I actually don't know anything about, like, garden flowers, because we didn't
Why
have...
Why not?
Because we didn't have garden flowers when I was growing up. My mum made our front yard into a rainforest. We didn't have any garden flowers. Everything was just tropical plants.
Oh.
So I'm sorry.
For F's sake. So you're actually a knowledgeless coward when it comes to garden flowers.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know anything about garden flowers at all.
Well, that's all right. That's all right. I know a couple of things. Not much, but, you know, I'm getting better. My point was that weeding is very fun, and I've been weeding.
You think weeding's fun?
It's kind of satisfying.
Okay, maybe it's just that I got forced to weed every weekend of my childhood that I don't find it fun.
Well, yeah, you don't want to do something because you're forced to. That's never going to be fun.
I swear all our weekends were spent weeding the garden and then putting down newspaper and then putting mulch on top. And then weeding the gardens and putting newspaper down and putting mulch on top. And we had such
a
big yard.
Well, then you should know plenty about gardens.
They were filled with tropical plants, Naomi, not flowers.
Bro, I'm going to have so much flowers. I'm going to have flowers coming out of the wazoo, I swear to God.
Well, send me a photo of those flowers coming out your wazoo.
Oh, yeah, you would, you sick
I got to see that.
I'm so excited for the snapdragon. Snapdragon is my favorite flower because you squeeze the sides of a snapdragon flower and then it opens its mouth like a snapdragon.
Yeah, my auntie used to have one of those. Those were cute. Yeah. The little purple ones she had.
Yeah, so I'm amped. I'm pretty amped. I got my hammock out there. Oh, it's all working out for me now.
I'm very jealous. We got news this week. We're allowed to swim again.
Are we?
Yeah, we're allowed to swim
That's
in outdoor
so
pools.
Exciting.
I bought some togs online and I'm going to go pick them up from Kmart later on. They got long sleeves on it, so it'll protect me from the sun's rays.
That's amazing. And you can there's go swimming.
There's a leisure
you've been
pool
talking
like
about
15
wanting
minutes
to
away.
You've been talking about wanting to be in a body of water for months now, I feel.
Oh, I know. I've been going on about it. And guess what? Friday's 26 degrees, baby. I'm swimming.
Oh, that I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, because I've hit, like I said earlier, before we started recording, I've hit the lockdown slump that everybody, I think, went through months ago. Mm. And it's finally hit me, and Jonah doesn't know what to do because I'm sad all the time, and I'm just like, I haven't had fun in a long time. Because all I want to do is go see my friends and have some drinks or go for a little drive somewhere and do something fun. Or, you know, you miss things.
Yeah. You
How
do.
Are you?
You do. I'm all right. Well, see, I hit depression immediately, so I'm 6 months ahead of you on that front, I have to say. But I'm actually feeling quite happy these days. But if something pisses me off, I get really mad, which is not something that has ever happened to me before. Like, I don't usually get very agitated. You're looking at me. Is the internet cutting out, or you're just looking at me like I'm lying? But the thing is, I do the anger as a bit, but actually I'm not that angry on the inside. It's just how I express things. But I can feel the rage in me, you know? I have genuine rage inside of me now, but I think it's a good payoff for the genuine happiness I feel most of the time.
That's good.
So all I'm saying is I'm really happy at the moment, and I want to thank everyone for being a part of it. You know, I've been streaming online. It's been fun. We've got a lot of listeners on the pod on there, but don't fucking cross me.
I mean, see, Naomi, this is why everybody's terrified of you. You can't say stuff like that. Everybody's scared of you.
No, but they shouldn't be afraid unless they're someone who would piss me off. But anyone who's listening to this probably hasn't ever pissed me off, you know? I mean,
I piss you off constantly.
No, but not really, Danielle. See, I'm never actually mad. But, one little... But recently, oh my God, it's in my body, man. It's crazy, but I'm fine. I'm fine with it. I think I prefer it.
Do you want to know what I got mad at last night? And then immediately I was like, I'm the fucking worst. I'm in the worst mood right now.
What is it?
Jono wanted to go to sleep, and we have like a computer monitor thing that he uses in the office that we take into the bedroom sometimes to watch stuff in the bedroom. Anyway,
porn?
No, I was watching Ratched or whatever that new show is. I don't know.
Oh, is that good?
I don't know yet. I've watched like two episodes. I'm just sort of like, what's happening here? So I was partway through episode number two, and Jono decided it was like, you know what it was. It was like 9:30, and he was like, I want to go to bed. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'll watch it on my phone or something. And then I said, if you want to go to bed, can you go get my headphones? And then he said no. And then I got angry, like unreasonably angry.
But he didn't get your headphones for him.
Yeah, and then I felt mad at myself that I'd gotten angry over that.
Yeah, I think that is on you, that one. Yeah. That's insane.
Well, that's what we're living in. I've gone insane, Naomi.
Yeah, me too. It's over. We're okay, over. Now,
before we start the podcast, because I want to be able to try it, is last week, or I don't know what it was, I mentioned we had a gin or something together. And we had a lovely time, and I mentioned how I wanted to try that coriander gin by Settlers, that company that I'm obsessed with all their gins, but I haven't tried the coriander gin because I was like, do I want to risk getting coriander gin, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, somebody...
Is that what you said while I went off to make a drink?
Oh, yeah, I must have talked about it when you went off. Anyway, I talked about it by myself when you went off. And, somebody messaged to say that there'd been like some at their work that got, I feel like I don't want to say the name just in case they get in trouble or something. Is that a good idea, or should I say the name?
Probably don't dox the listener, for sure.
Okay, I won't dox the listener. Okay. So, they said that they had like some that had like weirdly gotten lost in like stock take or something, so that they were like just like random around.
Yeah,
and so they
fell off the back of a truck, eh?
They sent me one. And so amazing. I've got it here, and I'm going to try it, and then I'm going to drink it while we're on the show. So I haven't tried it yet. Do you want to hear me taste test the coriander?
I do want to. I want to see it so bad. I want to see it.
Okay, well, you can see it right now. Okay.
Wow, it looks like a clear liquid with ice.
Oh, my word.
Oh, she likes it. I can tell she likes it.
Okay, so it smells like so fresh, like coriander, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know when you cut up coriander, to put it into a salad?
I'm not one of those... I'm not one of those people who hates coriander, so this is a pro-coriander podcast.
And then when you drink it, it's so light and fresh. And it's
I love a refreshing drink.
It's just like, it's a very like, light and refreshing with just a hint of the taste of the leaf. Just like a hint. Mm. And I know that the taste of the leaf is what you're tasting, but it's like the softest hint and it tastes fresh, not like, you know how sometimes
you
taste things.
With coriander. You don't want to bite into like a block of coriander.
Okay, well, I agree to disagree because I make a fucking sick coriander salad, okay? I'll tell you what it is. It's just like all the coriander in the world. That's the only green you want in the salad. Then you're toasting some pine nuts, right? You're putting toasted pine nuts in there. You're chopping up some sun-dried tomatoes. You're putting that in there. Then
you can't have a herb as a salad.
Yes, you can. Coriander. That's crazy. You can have you can fucking do whatever you want. It's edible.
I don't think you can.
So you're saying tabbouleh isn't heaps of fucking parsley?
I don't know what tabbouleh is.
Oh my god.
What is tabbouleh?
Tabbouleh. I absolutely think tabbouleh.
Oh, just say tabbouleh a bunch of times. That'll help.
T-A-B-O-U-L-E-H.
Right, tabbouleh. That looks like a pesto. Is what that looks like. Is it a
Well,
like
it's a salad. Pesto? It's a tasty salad.
Yeah, I don't think I'd like that either.
Okay, well then, of course you wouldn't, because your favorite thing in the world is Mrs. Max pies. 4 and 20 pies.
Mrs. Max, too high. It's too high a shelf for me. You know? I'm not rich.
Well, let me finish the rest of the salad recipe for the listeners who might like it. Okay, so you caramelize some red onion in the pan and some mushrooms, and then you pop that in the salad, and then you just mix it. And honestly, you just eat it like that, and it is delightful.
Fuck, that sounds awful.
Okay, fuck you. I'm just trying to give a taste of it. Do you know what I ordered?
Anyway, the point is, guys, if you have something that Danielle wants, she will give you her address. She does not have a P.O. box. She will hand out her address for a bottle of gin.
This is the first time this has ever happened. And then I got a message later on, and me and, you know, somebody messaged to talk about plants, and you know, I'm always happy to talk about plants. And I would talk to plants for a while, and then we're saying, like, you know, talking about plants and stuff, and I was saying I was on the lookout for a plant for my mum for Christmas, but the prices have gone through the roof for that plant because everybody's insane with plants. Anyway, she said she had a baby of that plant, and so we've done a swap, and so I've got my mum's Christmas. I got to get my mum something else now for Christmas as well, and that will be, my mum is going to absolutely die. She's going to die.
That's amazing.
She's going to die.
Is it an expensive plant?
It's like, okay, so it's hard because at the moment, like, to me, I see plants on this site that I'm in go for like $3,000 and $4,000. Whoa. And that to me is like fucking crazy.
Who's going to send me something worth $3,000 to $4,000?
Nobody's sending me three. It's not $3,000 to $4,000.
Oh, okay. It's cutting from a plant that would be $3,000 to $4,000.
No. It's like, I just see them at the moment go for like about like $100 or $150. It's not a $4,000 plant, Naomi. But it's so beautiful, and my mum is gonna absolutely adore it.
It's $4,000 to you.
To me, it's $4,000 worth of love. Because my mum's been trying to get her hands on one for like 2 years.
Oh, wow. So this is huge.
Yeah, it's just she keeps on going. I think it's because my mum keeps going to Bunnings and trying to order it through Bunnings. And the Bunnings won't let her order it through Bunnings.
Because it's not a Bunnings plant.
Well, they've got them in, like, weirdly, there's like a Brisbane store that everybody was posting about being like, they've got this alocasia here. And so people were trying to do it. And so everybody is trying to order them. I don't know. My mum tried to order. She get told no. She keeps going back to ask again.
But don't need to do it now because one of our beautiful listeners has sent it to you. And thank you so much for that. You look at you, brighten up Danielle. She needs a little brightness in her life, guys.
Yes,
so
I'm doing a nice little
swap.
If you
need her address, just ask me. I'll give you her address because she's fine with that. And then you can send her something. Or just head over.
Naomi, like I said, I'm home literally 24/7 and I crave company now. So just come. I'll set up a chair at the front and we'll have a socially distanced chat.
Bro, I saw some old people in the park yesterday. They set up like a full table and like picnic and chairs and they looked so happy. And they had like a little drink cart. It was so nice.
That's my dream. I think I want to do that for my birthday.
Yeah. I did that for my birthday 1 year. Remember I had a picnic?
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
That's when I gave you the picture.
Why are you taking that as a personal attack?
Well, because I thought you were like, I don't know if you remember. Of course I remember. That's the year I gave you a drawing of you with cum on you.
Yeah, and that, now that's on my wall. Anyway, all right, enough about our lives. We know what you guys are here for.
Okay, The Bachelor. Also, I just want to say that The Bachelor this week, I started watching the finale, not realizing I was going to be watching the finale because I hadn't watched the last 10 minutes of the episode 13. So I had to go back and watch
it. I also did not know. I think I was Twitch streaming that night. And I think you were as well. You were on a Twitch stream.
Yeah.
On Ben Russell's. And neither of us even knew that the finale was airing.
No.
Don't care. Anyway. Let's just fly through this.
Hometowns, Bachelor, episode 13. We're doing hometowns, mm-hmm. but not really because of COVID. So they're all sort of coming to where The Bachelor is filmed. And Izzy's hometown is first. And during the day, she does yoga with him. And it becomes abundantly clear because there's something about really tall men. Like they cannot, like their bodies are, like it's too many like big joints. It's like, you know, that when you're little, you get one of those wooden snakes and there's little joints everywhere so they can move like a snake. Tall men are like, if you had that, but every joint was like 25 centimeters apart, so they can't move very well.
Right. Okay.
And Lockie shows that in this yoga date. He also has a third nipple.
Yes. And he keeps saying, and she says, why do you have a third nipple? He keeps saying, I'm special, I'm special. How many people get a third nipple? I'm special. So I'm thinking, okay, he got bullied for this and he had to come up with a way to not feel as bullied. So he started to being like, I'm going to just see it as a good thing.
Isn't a third nipple like a sign that you like absorbed your twin in the womb? I'd be like, yeah, I fucking killed someone. Okay, you want me to come after you too if somebody tried to bully me?
I don't think that's what it is.
Imagine seeing just a small child at school getting bullied and then saying, I'm gonna eat you.
That's what I imagine you to be like.
No, I was very quiet.
Well, a human embryo is developing in the womb. During the fourth week of pregnancy, the embryo's two milk glands, which are made of rigid ectoderm tissue, thicken, and then I have to click on the okay. Normally, the milk gland tissue stays thick and forms your nipples, while the rest of the thickened skin softens up again. But in some cases, parts of the milk gland ridges don't become regular ectoderm tissue again. When this happens, supernumerary nipples can appear where the milk tissue stayed thick and rigid after birth and developed into adulthood.
So
guys. It's just a thickening of rigid ectoderm tissue. So don't stress.
So it's not, he didn't absorb a twin.
No, he didn't absorb a twin. I mean, he still might have. We can't rule that out.
Yeah.
But it's got nothing to do with the nipple.
Okay.
But he probably did, knowing him.
Yeah.
Honestly. He's exactly the type of guy to absorb his twin in the womb. He's bad at yoga.
Very bad at yoga.
We find out that Izzy grew up on, she calls it a multi-occupancy property. He calls it a commune.
She says it's not a commune, and he continues to call it a commune.
He continues to call it a commune. It appears to be her mother lives on there and she grew up there after her parents separated. And then another woman, her mother's age, lives, I think, on a different, in a different house on the same property.
Yeah.
And they are like, so that's like her second mum. Now, this is to me, this is the dream, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You get rid of the men.
Naomi, we were saying this last week. Live, older women are happier. Older single women are happier.
I can't believe that we're here again. So let's just do it. We wait. I don't know when, but we're going to have to break up with Jono and Mark. They're very nice, but they're going to stop us from living our best lives.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to use that term, but like quite literally, women's best lives are lived without men. So we're going to have to break up with them.
It's scientifically proven.
They'll have each other. They'll have it's science, it's stats. I'm a maths brain. I can't get past this. So we'll break up with them and then we'll buy like a big property. Mm-hmm. Actually, my mum's thinking of buying some property in like a forest. I think you would love it.
Ooh, yes.
And so we could just plop down a couple more houses on that if you want.
Yeah, that'd be great. We could get those like, we could have like little tiny houses each.
Well, her plan is to build a house out of two shipping containers.
Oh, that was my dream growing up.
And you just live on the land and you have to take care of the land. You'll love that.
Yeah, and I'll have to take care of you too, but that's fine. Fairy elf.
Well, that's fine. I give you something to do. Keep you busy.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Anyway, we find out that Izzy's mum, as a result of this, or this is as a result of this, she's a, quote, extreme feminist. Feminism does not come up on this show very often at all, which is funny to me considering how often it comes up in my life.
Yeah,
just like the conversations that I have with people. Like,
I think we're in like a different, we're definitely in like a different social bubble, because I think a lot of people in the real world who don't have our same social bubble, feminism is still like seemingly insanely crazy to them. I remember when I worked at when I was like a receptionist at a specialist's office, one of the other girls was like, "What do you think of feminism?" And she was like, "I bet you're a feminist." And I was like, "Yeah." What, like, yeah. I just reckon like, we, you know, we'd just be cool if we're all the same and stuff. And then she was like, so, like, it's just that, like, I just don't think that there will be many, like, women who want to go work in the mines and stuff. And I was just like, what are we talking about?
She's parroting something that some man in her life said that she has not ever thought about in her life, is what that is.
I was like, well, I don't want to work in the mines, but I don't know, like, why are you saying that, like, ladies shouldn't work in the mines? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure there's A, ladies that want to work in the mines. B, let's just get out of the mines. Can we stop mining? How about that?
The mines fucking pay shit tons. I just remember every boy I went to school with was like, yeah, I'm just going to get out of here and fucking go make a shit ton in the mines. But I don't know if that's even a thing you can do anymore.
I think it still is, but, you know, there's only a certain amount of things in the mines. If that work's got to dry up eventually.
Yeah, you get all the rocks out, then you're done.
You get all the rocks out, what have you got?
Nothing.
What have you got? You've got no more freaking dinosaur bones to make into oil.
Yep.
Yeah, we understand how the world works. I think that's pretty clear.
So that's our stance on feminism.
So, you know, if you disagree, you're not allowed on our commune. Everyone meets and we are reminded of COVID because none of them can hug each other.
Yes.
And I'm in love with Izzy's mum's friend. She's the vibe.
Yes.
She's the primo vibe. I love her. She's just a little bit hippie, happy-go-lucky, just chilling.
She seems sweet as.
Yeah.
She's like a little bit creepy to Lockie, and I love that. Creep him out.
Yeah, she is.
Creep him out big time. He deserves it.
He does deserve it. I hate him. They ask Mum, this woman asks him how he feels about monogamy. And, you know, spending the rest of your life with one person. How do you feel about that? Because she does not trust men at all.
Nope.
He's like, yes, I'm a monogamist. I'm a monogamist. And then mum says, how do you feel about feminism? And Lockie says, it's a hard one. That's how he opens it up. It's a hard one, he says. Is it? Is it a hard one?
No. No, it's not a hard one.
I don't think it's a hard one. It's a hard one. Why? Why is it a hard one? Oh, I hate him.
Okay, you know who I've realized Lockie reminds me of?
Who?
Isaac Butterfield. That's who is. He's got like a similar
what
vibe, I think.
They kind of look similar.
Yeah. That's
it. He looks like, Lockie looks like if you put Isaac Butterfield into one of those, like, have you seen those YouTube channels where they, like, make people look more symmetrical and better looking?
Oh, yes, yes.
He looks like that if they made Isaac Butterfield, like, taller and musclier and, like, better looking. That's what it Lockie looks like. And, like, you know, cut off that beard.
Yeah, that beard is horrible. But he's horrible, so it's fine. Anyway, yeah, moving on from that person.
Please don't bring him over here. I don't want to talk to that guy. Okay, but anyway, I don't think Lockie and Isaac Butterfield are similar personality-wise. And I think the difference is that Lockie's hot. Not to me, but to women. Like, you know, like, I feel like when men don't get attention from women that they feel entitled to, that's how they turn into Isaac Butterfield. Do you know what I mean? Like, he just seems so angry. Whereas Lockie just has, like, just doe-eyed girls being like, hey! So, why? Of course he doesn't have a care in the world. Of course he's not mad. Why would he be mad? Anyway, he says it's a hard one about feminism, but then he talks about how he's not one of those guys who, you know, the man goes to work and the woman stays home. He thinks, you know, that they have to work together, and they're like, how do you feel about housework? And he's like, oh, you know, it's I will do housework. And they're like, oh, yay! And everyone's happy ever after. And then they're like, can we have some sperm? That's what they say.
I love that. I love that.
Can we have some sperm?
If can we have some sperm if this doesn't work out?
If it doesn't work out, is that what they said? I was trying to figure out why the hell they were asking for sperm.
Yeah, so it's like even if it doesn't work out, you know, Lockie's got Izzy's got her bases covered.
And then she can just have another child on the commune. Perfect.
Yeah.
Sorry, the multi-occupancy property.
Done. Next date, Irina.
Wait, Izzy says, I can definitely see myself falling in love with you. That's what she says at the end.
Yeah.
You got to keep note of how far they go with it.
Okay.
All right, next.
Irina. They're kissing on a waterfall.
They go on a hike. They go on a hike, even though Irina is lying about hikes, according to Bella. they kiss under a waterfall, yes. And then Osha's there.
Uh-oh.
Tells them that the borders are shut between Victoria and New South Wales. It's cool to be able to, like, time to know when things were actually shot.
Yeah, this wasn't long ago.
Yeah, and her family will not be able to arrive today. I wish they could have told her that earlier and not just had Osha show up make her cry. But then they have a Zoom call thing.
Yes. Now, Irina already told Lockie that her brother is protective. Now, her brother is, like, creepy protective.
Mm.
In my opinion. This is the type of, like, you know when you meet somebody and you're like, I don't know about them. And it's more like a...
All the time.
I don't want them to be in my family sort of thing. Not like a, this dude's not fucking my sister type thing. That's weird.
Yes.
I didn't...
He's more of the latter.
Yeah, he's more, like, worried about his sister's pussy, which grosses me out.
Leave her pussy alone. She can handle her own pussy.
Yeah, and if she wants to do whatever with it, then that's fine. It doesn't involve you, brother.
Her pussy, her choice. get off her pussy, man.
We're extreme feminists.
My pussy, my choice. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry if that's a hard one.
Okay, you take over.
Why?
Because I'm writing down the name of the episode and I needed to kill time. Okay.
Well, here's the thing, Danielle. I didn't write anything else for the date with Irina's family. I zoned out.
Oh,
I just fully
great.
Zoned out.
Okay, well, I see why you didn't want me to take over then. So her brother says, like, they start zooming in and her brother says, "Oi, get your hands off my sister." Which I was like...
Does he really?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't remember any of this. I don't know what I was doing.
I thought it was weird. And then the dad at one point also yelled, "Fight now!" to the brother and Lockie. He yelled, "Fight now!" And in like a funny joke way, but everybody just ignored the dad. And I felt so sorry for him because it was a funny little joke. And then the brother and Lockie had a one-on-one chat over Zoom.
Oh, God.
And the brother was like, he said something like, has Irina told you about me? Like, has she told you, like, what I've done before? As in, he would try and break her up with boyfriends or something. And I was just like, what the fuck? Who is this? I hate him. Anyway, that's all I've got for Irina.
Family abuse.
Yeah, there's a point where it's not protective and it's just weird.
It's abuse.
Yeah.
If you're, like, isolating your sister and she's not allowed to date anyone, that's literally just sibling abuse.
Yeah.
Anyway, he can fuck off. Not that I have literally any memory of his face. I don't know what I was doing when this was on, but it did not hold my focus, clearly.
This was a very hard episode to hold focus. So was the finale, yes. If I'm honest.
Yes. Yeah, they really were. The next is Beck.
Yes.
Or as Mark likes to call her, the one with the dead eyes.
She does have dead eyes.
Yeah. Beautiful. Most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life. You know, very kind, lovely.
Dead eyes.
But it's dead eyes. Something's missing. Not in her, but I think something's missing. There's nothing in front of her.
No, well, she's been
to
bored
actually get
into,
her
like,
animated.
Yeah, she's been bored in to be, like, Lockie's perfect girl, but also they haven't cared about anybody having any sort of personality whatsoever at all.
Yes. We don't know anything about her except that she's like Lockie.
Yeah, and she likes paddleboarding. And it turns out Lockie is bad at paddleboarding. Because see, Lockie can't do anything that actually involves like finesse. As in like
he's a brute force kind of guy.
Yeah. So that means that does take out of a lot of fun things like that. So it's just going to be...
I mean, I would never break up with a guy if he couldn't paddleboard, for sure. That's like number one on my list.
My mum and Noel, her partner, just bought a paddleboard. They're starting to go paddleboarding together. Isn't that sweet? Imagine being in your
50s. Oh, your mum's a very lucky woman.
Paddleboarding. I love that. And they're not even like proper paddle. They're like inflatable paddleboards. They bought like inflatable ones.
Oh, I'm happy for them.
I love that.
Are they
it's
retired?
Very sweet. No.
They're not retired.
My mum does like the books for a company, and Noel works at a building firm doing some stuff.
Hmm.
They have a great fun time. They go camping a lot with their camper trailer. Beautiful time.
Bless.
They'd love Lockie. If Lockie married Casey, they'd think it was the best. I say Casey because she's the only one who would fit the vibe of Lockie.
Well, let's match them up.
Because she loves stuff like that too, like fishing and stuff. Oh, I like fishing, but only if it's
I've
off a pier. I don't know. Let's move on.
I've written, okay, I stopped watching LOL, but Beck was crying at one point. She was crying, no?
I don't have that written down, but I have written down Mum wants to fuck Lockie.
Bro, we are not... I swear she fucking cried about how much she, like, likes Lockie or something.
Oh, this is a bit where I like this brother.
You like him?
Yeah.
I did write something down about the brother.
Because the brother... This is, like, a brother where his sister... Where Beck was like, my brother will probably grill you. And I was like, oh, great. Mm. We're going to have another Irina brother. But Lockie said something like... He said, I could watch her on mute. And so that's where... Beck's brother.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, and so Beck's brother was like, well, is it more
that's
than just
so
about...
rude!
Yeah, he was like, is it more than just about Beck's looks? Like, Beck's a great person and stuff. Like, why... Like, she's more than her looks. And I like that.
Bro, did he really say that? That's so rude!
Yeah.
I could watch her on mute. As long as it's on mute, I could watch.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I hate that. I hate that shit. Especially for someone like... Like, maybe sure, someone who's, like, not the most beautiful woman in the world would, like, be like, oh, that's so nice that someone finds me so beautiful. But I'm sure she gets told she's beautiful all the time. I'm sure it does not matter to her. Like, Mark tells me I'm beautiful enough that whenever he says it, it just slides right off my back. It does not mean anything to me anymore. I do not care. If he says that I'm, like, funny, I really like that. But if he says I'm beautiful, I'm like, okay. Like, right. I can't imagine how little that would mean to Beck.
Would you like it if he said, Naomi, I think your eyeliner looks incredible today. Like, would that mean a lot to you? Because I know that you said once that, like, you did, like, an insane eyeliner and he was, like, looking at you weird. Like, what's happening?
Yeah, he is a terrible liar. If I say, I came home from literally I was on set and I did soap brows, which is they're like sort of laminated upwards. So they look fluffy, but they're like flat down. And I think it looks really cool. I've wanted to do it for quite a while. And I came home still wearing my TV makeup. And I said, do you like my brows? And he said, And I was like, what? And he said, I thought it was a joke.
Aww.
I thought it was a joke. I was like, excuse me. So fucking rude.
Oh, well, you saw what you saw. I sent you a message on the weekend because I'd been for a walk with Jono, and midway in the walk I'd had a breakdown about COVID and I started crying and I'd done my eyeliner and stuff, and then I needed to go to the shops to get something on the way home. And I was like, does my eyeliner look okay? Like, can I go in? And he said, yes. And then I sent you a photo of my eye.
Absolute nightmare.
It was...
Absolute nightmare.
I would have looked crazy, like, in the shops. Just like somebody with black all around their eyes streaming down their face. How dare you?
God, I hate men. Yes. I hate men. They're trash. How dare he say that?
I
thought it was a joke. After I've been on camera, don't worry, I've already seen the footage. I look amazing. He was wrong.
Yeah, I think those brows look good. That's the thing. That's like,
they look fucking cool.
I think
they're just different.
I think we like big brows. Like men get weird because I don't know. I like big eyebrows. If I could have,
that's like I saw
big.
Who was that? There was so it was Birds of Prey, which I have not seen, because as we both know, I am an MRA, but there's a character in Birds of Prey. Who is the character? Who is the character I'm thinking of? Birds of Prey characters.
Margot Robbie.
No, not Margot Robbie. Oh, the Huntress.
So there's
this character called... Huntress. I can't remember her name. I've seen her in stuff before. She used to be in a Nickelodeon show, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, I saw some tweet and it was talking about like what's happened to women and women aren't allowed to be sexy anymore. Because it was like feminism has made it so women can't be sexy anymore, right? And they showed
women are always still sexonified.
You scared the shit out of me. Started screaming. I was like, what's happening? Okay. So they sent a picture of this actress when she was just playing someone. She's just wearing like a tight dress and she's got like her boobs pushed up or something, right?
Yeah.
And then then the next picture they posted was in Birds of Prey. I'm going to send you the photo. And they were like, why can't women be sexy anymore? Why do women have to look like this in movies? And I've sent you the photo. Tell me that's not the hottest thing you've ever seen in your life. I mean, I know like a zero on the Kinsey
scale. I've just gotten the image.
So this is the one where they said women can't be sexy anymore. They all have to look like this. And apparently this is not sexy.
Yeah. You cut out for a bit. But yes, I don't understand. This is a very sexy photo. This is just a promo shot for like a sexy action lady.
Yes, she looks so fucking hot, but these guys were like, women can't be sexy anymore. I'm going to find the tweet so that we can post it. But it was just so funny.
Do they
be
just...
like, women can't be sexy anymore. And post like the hottest picture I've ever seen in my life. But it's because like...
She's not wearing like, underwear.
Well, like you can't see her tit, like you can't see her cleavage, I guess.
Yeah. That's a,
and it's
that's
just
a...
so funny that like the way men's brains are programmed to see women is that they're not like they're not hot. They have to be a very particular type of sexy to be sexy, and it's so fucking weird how boxed in they are. Anyway, all this
I mean
to say,
also
Mark is wrong about my eyebrows.
I mean, also, this character is in, this actress is in a movie where the main character is Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn, which has been like everybody's like, that's the sexiest thing in the history of the world or something. Like,
yeah, but they made her less sexy, even, Danielle. In this,
like, what do you even
in
mean?
This feminist in the- propaganda movie, she, Margot Robbie wears like, you can't see her entire ass. So it's ruined.
Okay, so the next date was Bella's date, and I wrote down at the start, missed first bit. So I must have missed the first bit. So if you have anything for that.
Okay, so Danielle, this is what I've written. I've written Bella.
Yes.
And then underneath that, I've written missed the rest, LMAO. And then underneath that, I've written bye.
Okay, well, I have more than that for Bella's family date. Okay. Okay, so the first note I have is missed first bit. Then I wrote, family walks in on Bella and Lockie smooching. Stepdad not impressed. Now, I'm actually not sure if he's stepdad or dad. I can't remember. And then I wrote down, Bella has a mafia dad. And then I wrote down, Bella's dad loves Survivor. And then I wrote down, used to be a fan of Lockie. And then I wrote down, Dad thinks Lockie is full of shit. And then I wrote down, says Bella's dad has death eyes. Oh, yeah, because Lockie said Bella's dad had death eyes. And I was like, okay, like, why are you so obsessed with eyes? You keep calling Bella's eyes doe eyes, but her dad's got death eyes?
Yeah. This whole family has eyes, I noticed.
And then I wrote down only, okay, Lockie said he only had one girlfriend in the last 7 years. The rest just blew up in the media. So, I just feel like Lockie was probably, I feel like he probably, I mean, now I'm just being like, Lockie's a piece of shit, but I feel like he probably is just like one of those people who treats people like girlfriends and then is just like, no, we're not actually dating, but.
For sure.
You know. And then I drew a picture of my new plant, as you can see. Wait, I don't know if you can see that there.
Oh, you've just drawn that while watching the show.
Yes,
that's nice picture.
I drew that while watching the show. Thank you. And then I wrote down they have a cry chat in the hallway while Bella tries to make him say he loves her. Because I felt like Bella was like, so she was like saying like, I sort of missed it. Basically, I felt like it was like her saying she loved him, but also saying that like she didn't want to say it because he wouldn't be able to respond back. So like, you know, just the type of thing where you're like, oh, well, if I was IRL with a person and I said that and it wasn't The Bachelor, I feel like it would be a bit manipulative to be like, I want to tell you how I'm feeling, but I'm worried you're not going to say it back. I feel like I'd just be like, just say it.
I understand that because if you don't love them back, then you have the ability to just be like, oh, you should only say what you're comfortable with. Problem solved. You've gotten yourself out of that sticky situation. look, what a mess. This is just a big mess.
It is a mess. Now we're at the rose ceremony. And Bella is in a wedding dress. They've literally put her in a wedding dress. It's like a white corset wedding dress. And obviously Izzy and Beck go home. And I got mad that he hurt Izzy because poor Izzy is a sweet angel. But Irina and Bella are sticking, they're the final two.
Oh, it's a bit sexy for a wedding dress, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, but it's like one of those ones you see at, like, you know those bridal shops along Sydney Road where it's like they're all like a bit lingerie-y?
Yeah.
It's like one of those.
Yeah, it's good though. I like it.
She anyway, The Bachelor, episode 14, the finale. Very good, Naomi. Lockie is running shirtless across Honey Badger's rocks. Because those are the rocks that Honey Badger ran across shirtless, okay?
They're the same rocks.
The same rocks.
You've got a good memory.
Yes, because you know that was like a... when I saw that, I was like, maybe I do like Honey Badger. I don't know.
A brief moment of hope.
A brief moment of hope.
In a pit of despair.
yes. Lockie does not look as good running across the rocks as Honey Badger because, as I've said before, tall men look clunky when they run around because they're just like, oh, no, my knee's going to give away. My knee's going to give way. My joints for my too tall body are too tall. Sorry, this is heightist. I'm sorry to anybody who's tall.
Nah, fuck them.
I'm sorry.
Fuck them. It's like reverse heightist. Fuck them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's reverse sexism. Doesn't exist. Get over it, loser. Get over a tall loser.
And then what else did I write? Or do you have other words that you write? I said, is Lockie going to suggest they swap Bella's eyes into Irena's head? Oh, I see. Because
that'd make his perfect woman.
Try and build her.
Yeah. I've written Lockie's mum is there to meet them, and that Bella and Irena come together from both sides. They're both sent in at exactly the same time.
Yeah, there's no need for that. Idea. Yeah.
Terrible idea. Why would they do that? I mean, I know why they would do that. It's very obvious, but it sucks. And then Bella like talks way more than Irena and brings up that they used to be friends and they aren't anymore, which is like, why would you say that?
It's also like, it's backfired for Bella before. Stop doing this. Stop bringing it up.
Yeah.
You know,
it really like shows how much like Bella is younger than Lockie and Irena.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's a good look for her.
Yeah, you don't need to constantly bring up things. You know, it's also like sometimes you are friends with people for a period of time and then you're like, oh, we don't really have that much in common anymore. So, you know, or maybe we've started dating the same man.
That's not why she's saying it.
And I struggle to process that.
Irena manipulated me by telling me that Lockie called her when in fact she did text him first. And she didn't mention that.
It's hard to get over those things, you know?
It's tough. Anyway, they both meet the mum and I got nothing else for the mum.
The mum asked Lockie, before the girls came in, what do you want in a relationship? And Lockie said he didn't know, which I thought was quite funny, because you're on The Bachelor searching for a life partner. I don't know. Yeah. And then I wrote down this note, which is, is Bella wearing Hennessy B earrings? Is she? I think they're like the little stud ones. I don't know. And then I wrote sponsor of the pod ? So, Kat, if you're out there, we'd love to be. We'd love our first sponsor to be Hennessy Jewelry, and we'll do every pod with the cicada earrings in. What are they? Do you think?
I'm just thinking, how good would that be? And, like, how supportive have we been of Kat and her jewellery brand?
Oh, my God. So
we deserve to be sponsored by the jewellery brand.
Kat!
At least just to get some freaking earrings out of it, right?
Yes. Kat, I've seen the cicada earrings IRL on someone. They look good. They look heavy, but they look good.
Well, they've got the smaller ones now, Danielle. It's perfect for you.
That is true. I did message you when they came out with the smaller ones. I think
you talked about it on the pod. You said I'm very happy for those because they look like they don't weigh down your earlobes.
I think I might be getting. I can't remember. Where, I think eyelobes. I suggested a necklace for my birthday to Jono.
Oh, really?
I don't know though if he. I think he picked.
It's very
that
exciting.
One. You never know. You know. You never know.
Oh, you never know with men.
You know.
You come home with cool eyebrows. They say, is that a joke? you know, I've let that go, though.
That's funny. what else did I write? Lockie's mum asks for the girls one-on-one. And she asks Bella, will you stand up to Lockie? And she said, like 80% of the time I tell it how it is. Like 80%
of the time. Who says that?
Bella said that. Like 80% of the time I tell it how it is.
Cool.
Lockie's mum liked Bella, and then Lockie's mum talked to Irina. And and Lockie's mum tells Lockie that Irina is soft and Lockie needs someone to stand up to him. And then Lockie says to his mum, so you'd be happy with either one of them? So, like, I would just do, like, a toss of a coin and you'd, like, you don't have any preference? Like, you don't have any preference, mum? I'll just, like, select at random. What did she say?
Is that what he really said?
Yeah, he said, so you'd be happy with either of them.
Even though she had a clear preference.
Yeah, I think she was like, eh. Like, I think she was just like, yeah. I mean, it's like, yeah, sure, Bella might stand up to Lockie more, but she seems a lot meaner. If she's already,
that's
like,
always
sort of
good in my books. Irina. I think that's fine.
That's true. You do love a mean woman.
Yeah, we do. But she's not mean enough. She's more like, you know, jealous than mean.
Yeah.
Boring. Anyway, whatever. I don't care.
Single dates.
Irina and Lockie do their last single date. They go four-wheel driving. Woo! Rock on. Lockie tells Irina that his mum is worried she won't be able to stand up to him. He says, I need someone that won't just let me get away with everything. Hey, Lockie, why don't you just be responsible for your own behavior so someone doesn't have to tell you off like they're your mother when they're supposed to be your partner and not fucking taking care of you? How about you have some responsibility because you're a 30-year-old man? Have you thought about that, Lockie? If I hear this one more time, I'm fucking going to lose it. I'm sick of this. I need someone to pull me into line. What are you, a child? What is this? Do you know what happens to me, Danielle? I go through this, I go between hating men and being so mad at them and being like, men are irrelevant and we just don't think about them or talk about them. And then we just vibe. And I'm back in the hate men phase because it's just this kind of stuff is pissing me. Sometimes I'm just tired and I'm like, whatever, just leave me alone. But now I'm annoyed.
Yes. I agree that there is a large chunk of them that are absolutely ridiculous. Why do you need somebody to tell you what you can and can't do? You're an adult man. Why do I have to be an adult woman and a mum? I don't want children.
Yeah.
Why am I supposed to, you know?
No.
That's but also,
it's so, what? How stupid! Why don't you just be responsible for yourself?
But
you
also,
loser? Why don't you just have someone who you can have fun with and spend time with, who doesn't have to pull you into line? It's
well,
so weird.
That's why I think it is actually good that he said this stuff to be like, are you going to be able to tell me no? Because are you going to be able to change my nappy? Are you going to be able to do all these things? Because I think that means that a lady can be like, okay, this is a red flag. This is a tiny baby. I just want somebody.
Oh, God, I just want.
Be themselves.
I want someone who is going to be on this show and just be honest. Like, you know, that I kind of felt that way about Roxy. Because, like, she wasn't worried that, like, if I say something now, it's going to ruin my chances. She was just like, you shouldn't have kissed Bella and I'm still pissed. That's what I liked about Roxy. I really want someone to get to this point and be like, I shouldn't have to do that. Do you know what I mean? Rather than be like, yes, I can do whatever you want me to do. The people who will get to this stage are always just like, yes, 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 yes. It's boring.
I think that's what he liked about Roxy, though, as well. It was like a weird turn on
exactly.
Thing.
To have a woman with autonomy.
Yeah, I think he was like,
it was weird.
I reckon he's a sub. I reckon he's a
you
sub.
Reckon?
He wants
yeah, he's
to
a
be,
secret sub.
Yeah, he wants to be told, no, get down, boy. Go sit by the bed, boy. I'll whip you now. I don't know. I don't really know what you do.
Okay, someone knows a lot about sub and doms. I'll whip you now.
Anyway, Lockie
tells Irina.
Oh, sorry.
No, Lockie tells Irina that he's fallen in love with her.
Okay. This has never happened
huge.
Before.
No, this is not something that the bachelors do because it would give it away who they're going to pick.
Yes.
But more on that later. Bella's single date. They get in a helicopter, but Lockie can look at those eyes.
Yes, nobody told Bella not to wear a short dress. So poor Bella had to hold her skirt down for the whole goddamn flight.
Wow, my eyes just glazed over for this whole date. Did you get anything?
So after the chopper ride, Bella says, we walk up a hill and I start to hear a glimmer of classical music. A glimmer of classical music. And so then they're in a field with like, I don't know, like a quintet or something. I don't know how many there was, 4 or 5 of them. He says he's been wearing his heart on his sleeve the whole time. And then he pulls up his sleeve to reveal not the love heart clip she gave him, but he's written on his arm in permanent marker the words she said to him about putting the heart on the sleeve. So I guess we're supposed to believe that Lockie's been...
In permanent marker?
Yeah, we're supposed to believe that Lockie's been writing in permanent marker on his arm the whole time. I guess.
Oh, wait, so he's been doing that on his the whole time from the start.
Yeah, I think that's what obviously he hasn't. That would be psycho if he had. But he says he's been doing it the whole time and then pulls up his sleeve to show her the writing on his arm that is not a tattoo but is simply permanent marker on his arm.
I'm so glad I missed that.
It was weird.
I don't want to see that.
And then he says he's falling in love with her.
Yes, he tells Bella that he is in love with her as well, which would be the only way that you would be allowed to tell someone you love them on this show and not get in trouble with the producers, you know?
Yes. Now I'm going to say something
here.
You
have to tell both of them.
I'm going to say it. Lockie has never been in love.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Because I just feel like, and I know you can love multiple people at the same time or whatever. They, you know, they say you can do that. But I also feel like, that it is interesting that it's happened at the same time in the framework of this show. And I just feel like, I feel like Lockie is a manipulator. I mean, I don't know. It seems to me like he's like, I don't want to cast any aspersions. I don't know.
Yes.
I feel like it's the type of thing where, you know, if you tell somebody you love them, then it makes them feel like they feel more, like, protective over you and they feel more, like, close with you. And I feel like maybe he likes to make people feel like that. But
right.
I don't know. I just don't think he's in love with two people that he's met on The Bachelor.
Are you sure you're not just being polyphobic, Danielle?
I don't think it's polyphobic at all. I said before, you can love multiple people at the same time. I feel like everybody...
Lockie can't.
Well, no, I don't think he's genuine in his actions.
Yeah. I'm not genuinely calling you polyphobic, by the way. That was just a little joke.
Good, because that is
don't freak out.
The worst thing you could ever say to me.
Polyphobic. if I have to be racist or polyphobic, I know I'm not being polyphobic. obviously we're against all forms of bigotry on the pod, except again, our tallism is fine. We've established that already. Tall people, kiss my ass, bitch. Anyway, look, here's the thing. I don't know. Some people say that they have been in love, but like the people they've been in love with, I'm like, ugh. It just can't be true. You just don't, you just haven't found a good person yet because that's, I'm sorry that you can't love that person because that's insane. But that's neither here nor there, I suppose. I guess it is very, well, I would say it's quick, but this, they filmed this over a much longer period than usual. Like, it's over 4 months. That is a long time.
Yeah. I mean, they still, like, didn't get to see each other that much.
Yeah, but they were talking the whole time.
But wasn't that only really during lockdown? Like,
but I think a lot of it was lockdown because, you know, they film stuff back to back. They sort of get through it and then you would have... And then he also kept taking the same women for all the dates, you know. It was all like Bella, Irina, Roxy.
Yeah,
so he would have spent a lot of time with them.
They never got...
Yeah, waste of their time. Really. Juliet had the right idea. Anyway, the point is, whether he means it or not, he tells them both that he loves them. And then it's time to make a decision, and we see him just bawling his eyes out because he realized he has fucked up by telling them both that he's in love with them. Regardless of whether he means it or not, why the fuck would you tell them that? Of course they're going to think that they're going to walk away with you.
Yes. Also, before we get to the ceremony, he says he talks about, like, he talks to Bella about what they want to do next year. And he says, I was thinking about, like, hiking through the Amazon for a year. And Bella says, I don't care what we do as long as we're together. And I was like, absolutely not. Okay? I've seen videos of people hiking through the Amazon. And I love the outdoors.
Yeah, fuck that.
At no point do I want to be trekking through mud being eaten alive by mosquitoes for an entire year.
Yeah, fuck that. Absolutely. I'd be like, good luck on that journey. I will talk to you on the phone.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll fly in, fly out, like they do in the mines, for example. I will fly in, fly out to the Amazon rainforest for you, but I'm not staying there.
And you better pay for the fly in, fly out thing, because that's got to be a very expensive helicopter in situation.
You can pay for it with the money from your extreme sports business in Bali, and I'll fly in and I'll fly out, and I'll leave, because I'm not staying there. Anyway, yeah, Lockie is...
he's fucked himself.
He's fucked up, yeah. He's fucked himself, and he knows he's fucked himself.
Yeah, he knows he's gonna...
I don't know why he would tell them he loves them.
Because he's a dick. He's a dick. Okay, sorry, we're not calling anybody a dick on the pod, but we are a bit.
Why? That's a dick move. Of course they're going to think that they're going to win.
Yeah.
You tell them you're in love with them.
Okay.
It's fucking crazy.
So I also think, so I was talking to, because I was like, this is a dick move to Jono. And then I was saying like, well, I guess like Abby would have felt similar because like Matt was like dry humping her on a beach, like hardcore, like the day before he like chose Chelsea or whatnot. And Jono was like, I think it's different because it's like, you know, like a physical connection. And it's not the words I'm falling in love with you or I love you, but it's still dry humping on a beach the day before you break up with somebody knowing you're going to break up with them.
I think it's simultaneously not as bad and worse, because with the telling someone you're in love with them, I do think Lockie meant it. I'm not sure he knows what love is, but I think he meant it when he said it. I think he truly believed it in the moment. And that what I think is bad is that it's irresponsible, because it gives one of them false hope, because he's not gonna be poly. And actually, that's polyphobic of him. to not be poly. But with the dry humping, it's like he probably knew that he wasn't gonna choose her, but was still like willing to be like really physical with her on television the day before he knew he was going to break up with her. It just seems like he was kind of taking advantage of the situation, which is gross.
Yeah. I wouldn't have liked to watch it back if I was Chelsea either, when we were together, being like, oh, wait, so you were like using this loop workaround, knowing that you were going to be with me, but also the day before being with me, being like, okay, I'm going to dry fuck this lady on a beach.
Exactly. How can he turn to Chelsea and be like, I'm in love with you, I'm so glad I get to finally tell you, when, like, you know, your dick is still coming down from being hard the night before because someone else is grinding against it.
Coming down from being how long hard did... the night before.
Yeah, I understand penises.
Jesus Christ.
Look, all right, I've seen a dick or two in my life, Danielle. I think I've made that clear. Okay. Anyway, obviously one of them had to go. It was a shock to me that it was Bella. I thought Bella was going to win because, again, of the eyes.
Oh, yes.
Did you think Bella was going to win? Or did you think Irina was going to win?
I thought Irina was going to win, but only because of when night one, when The Bachelor aired, Jono checked all the odds for the ladies on Sportsbet, and Irina came up as number one choice.
Oh, it's because they probably have insider information.
Yeah. Obviously, yeah, they wouldn't want to leave it at like $5 betting and then a million people who know she's going to win put their life savings on it.
Yeah, true, true. Well, anyway, yes, Bella's out. Bella walks up and Lockie just starts crying so hard, just bawling his eyes out. And you can just see the horror in her eyes. She's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. This is fucked. Like the type of crying that I've done on maybe two or three occasions in my life. And I think I've done it like twice around Jono and it's absolutely terrified him. Like, it's like once was just like in the middle of the night, I just started bawling because I remembered my dog was dead. And
oh, it was no, just like, Danielle.
It was like 2 years after.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's just every now and then. Or like if I see a German Shepherd in a park, I will tear up. But
like, do you know Tarzo like always tries to go German Shepherds? He always tries to fight German Shepherds for some reason.
Oh, my God. Tarzo, naughty boy. Tell him to befriend him.
Every time. Tarzo. He has some like weird connection with a German Shepherd. Like maybe it's just one that I see all the time, but he'll just keep going back up to it and sniffing it and like going to go it and then standing back. And then I'm like, Tarzo, can we leave?
Wait, please? So wait, does he want to be his friend or does he want to fight him?
I don't know. It's hard to tell with him. He's not been socialized properly. Okay. He was broken when we got him. Okay. Anyway, please. Yes, it is hard to break up with someone. I remember I broke up with my high school boyfriend and it was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. And I remember I walked the like 5-10 minutes back to I was living on campus and then I got in the door like of just to the hallway and then someone was like, Naomi, are you okay? And I literally like fell to the ground crying because I was so upset. No. He did say, I'm going to kill myself, so that might have had something to do with it.
Jesus Christ. That's a nice way of handling
it. It was really full on. He said, I want to kill myself. I won't, but I want to, but I won't. He's like, I'm not going to kill myself, but I do see no point in living if we're not together. And then I was like, freshly turned 18, I was like, cool, 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 cool. So I'm going to go. Not equipped to deal with that. And I, you know, he did apologize. I want to make that clear. He was just very upset. He wasn't trying to manipulate me. He was just being honest. He genuinely wanted to die. Okay. But as far as I know, he's doing well. Anyway. But it was extremely hard. And I can't imagine doing it on national television. I think it would just, oh God, it would be so bad.
Yeah, also knowing
so I understand why he's upset.
Had false hope. But you've given him false hope.
And I think the thing that I hate about this is when that happened to me, and I know everyone deals with things differently, I waited until at least I was alone before I started bawling my eyes out. Whereas this guy, he's making a Bella's problem. He's making Bella comfort him. And I hate that.
Yeah, it was horrible.
I hate it.
And then he turned it on her as well. Like,
yes,
outside of the crying.
I needed... Yeah, he goes, and she's like, why? And he goes, I need more from you. You don't know where your future is at the moment, and I need a little bit of certainty. And she's like, don't put this on me. Don't you dare put this on me. And I was like, yes, Bella, fuck him the fuck up. Like, he's literally blaming her. It would be so, like, I know it's harder to just be like, I just love her more, or I just want to be with her. But you just have to stand you can't be turning it around. I don't know why he thinks it's going to make it better to be like, it's your fault.
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid.
And she was like, yesterday you told me you were in love with me. Which was good because then it is like, no, you're the fucking cunt here.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so happy Bella was like, no, fuck you. And then she's like, stands there for a while he's like crying. And then she just goes, can I leave? I'm going. And just leaves.
Good work, Bella.
And then that's it. They don't talk more. Like, it's just fucking weird. Apparently they haven't talked since.
That's good. And then in the car, she just said, like, in the car they drove out, they showed a video of her, and it was of Bella saying, he doesn't love me, which is true because you wouldn't do all those things. Like, you might in the moment feel love for a person or whatnot, but that doesn't mean you're in love with them either.
No. No.
And then she says, who does that to someone? Who tells someone they love someone then breaks up with them?
Yeah. Yes. Who does that? This piece of shit.
Yep. So now you're already going.
Let's think
like,
about how good. Can we just think about how much shit we gave Honey Badger, but at least he didn't do that.
Yeah.
He said, I'm not gonna want to be with any of these women for the rest of my life, so I'm just not gonna do it.
Yeah, that's better.
Come on. He did the right thing. We were just frustrated that we had to put up with him for so long for no outcome.
Yeah, those girls
and we all got really angry at him, but he still did the right thing in the end, even though we were annoyed that he had a bad personality that we didn't like, you know?
Yeah, we got bamboozled at the start.
We got bamboozled pretty hard.
We got bamboozled, but by the end, we were sick of all the times he just said, bloody, it's like a cockatoo up a tree leg of a dog. And you're like, what?
What are you talking about? Dog couldn't chew through it. Sheepdog couldn't chew through it.
Yuck. What was... There was something I watched. Okay, I watched The Block the other day, and Scotty Cam said something that was so disgusting. It was like, it was as damp as a rat soaked in urine or something. And I was like, what the fuck? This is prime time TV, Scotty Cam. You're just talking about a rat soaked in urine. What are you on about, dude?
What is that? Sorry, I've got to look that up. Rat soaked. In urine.
It wasn't exactly that, but it was something about piss and urine.
Okay, I'm not... Okay, phrase? Let's see if I look up phrase, maybe that... No, I'm just finding... articles about rat piss.
I don't
it's
know...
not what I want.
What it was. It was like... Fuck, let me type in wet rat Scotty Cam. Maybe that'll come up.
We've got to get to the bottom of this. Anyway,
I might just rewatch.
The point is, you know, Irina won. I love you. Let's be happy ever after. Who cares?
Yeah, boring. Yeah, that annoyed me.
Who cares? Boring.
And he gave her an ugly ring.
Oh, did he? It was like a symbol of whatever.
It was ginormous, and it was really ugly.
He said he's the type of guy to propose at the end. So why didn't he? That's my question.
I think he was just saying like, yeah, I'm like adventurous, dude. I'll fucking like do IVF and have 8 kids at once. I'll do it. I'm bonkers. I'm nuts.
Can we look? I'm so glad that's over. I don't know how we're going to do The Bachelorette, Danielle. At least there's 2 of them. That should be somewhat interesting, right?
Has that started
yet? At least we get to see 2 women talking to each other.
Has that started yet?
I think it'll start tomorrow night.
Can't they leave a week in between?
This is you the first time around as well. You're like, I need a break.
It is.
I need a break.
It's too much. And I know this one's only been like a few weeks. This was like a super short season, I think. But it felt like it was the longest time in the world.
Oh my God, it was so long. It was so long. All right, we've got a new review, which is amazing.
Okay. Read it to me.
The review is by Bridget and Michael.
Okay. Double.
Sort of tag team, double hander review. Love that. Says, thanks for watching this awful show. I watched The Bachelor with my partner and the highlight is definitely listening to you two for the recaps. We love all the Townsville stories. Yes. Please don't stop watching reality TV.
Well, I'm sorry.
Isn't that nice? They love your little stories.
I'm happy they love terrible stories.
All right. Now, should we actually genuinely, I'm going to say it on the pod. Should we genuinely try to get guests for this? I think it'll make it a lot more interesting because this show's probably going to be shit house as well. Should we try to get guests for the first time ever? Should we try to have guests?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well,
Danielle.
Yes. Can you hear me?
You're like, I'm going to have to edit it properly.
Yeah, well, I mean, yes, I'll have to edit it properly. But also, the other thing that's hard is, like, what if my internet's bad again? And so then there's, like, 3 people to do it. No, it'll be fine.
Come on, you've done other podcasts from your house. That's fine. We can do it with ours.
Yeah, well...
We are going to try... I'm saying it now. We are going to get guests on the podcast. We have several friends in high places, and by that I mean Bachelor contestants who we DM. So we're going to get them on the freaking pod. They're going to want to do it. They're going to have fun. It's going to be great. All right?
And we're talking Bachelor favorites.
Yeah. Yeah, none of your freaking Cassandra. No. All right? We're talking obviously all the cool hot girls that we just talk about the whole time. Yeah. Randomly, they like us. God, if we could get Kat on, I would lose my fucking mind. Come on, we'll try and get... We haven't talked to
okay,
Kat.
Okay, she's not going to want to come on because all that's going to happen is you're going to flirt with her and I'm going to ask her for free jewelry.
I'm not going to flirt with her. I'm going to act really weird.
I'm going to be like, can I please have a pair of cicada earrings just to... I'll walk around saying, Hennessy jewelry, Hennessy jewelry, Hennessy jewelry, as I point into my ear.
All right, we're going to try and get Kat on the pod, okay, everyone? Come on. What else is she doing? Making jewelry? We love that. All right, come on. What's the song for this week, Danielle? We got to get out of here. This is insane.
The song for this week is called Chucky the Construction Worker. And as always, that's by Kevin McLeod in Compotech. And the feel of this song is called is driving and humorous. So good feel. And
nice.
The description for the song is modern children's TV theme written for a stage performance, peppy and mildly electronic. Now, I don't know what happened when I was recording my side of this song, but I don't know if it matches up, or I don't know if the what I've done goes with the tune at all. So it could be way worse than usual. I mean, you will have already heard it at the start. But,
What? Danielle!
You can fix it, Naomi, with your beautiful voice. You can tie it all together. You know, maybe it's just that the tune is its own thing and my voice is its own thing, but it needs your voice to meld the two. You know?
I'll harmonize for sure. I'm a pro at that, so that's fine. I can do that easy.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you guys for listening. I can't believe we got to the end of that. We're going to have guests on, Danielle. We're fucking doing it.
Okay.
I'm putting my foot down on us because we're a pack of lazy cunts around here, and we're going to do it. Yeah, all right?
We'll do it. Okay, we'll do it.
We'll do it. And then we also talked about doing a live podcast on Twitch because we've got nothing else to do, and some viewers on there said they would love that, so we can do that.
Would I have to set up my camera, like a camera for me to talk into?
Ideally, yes.
But my phone would work.
But you could just have this one. It's fine. It doesn't matter. The quality is fine.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
All right, we can have this discussion offline.
Okay.
Thank you for listening, everyone. It's all exciting things coming up here. We did it. We did it. Congratulations. It's over.
Bye.
Bye.
Batch bitch. Batch bitch.
Batch bitch.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.